What is going on, and welcome to the Real and Raw Show. I am your host, John Marone. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you haven't done so already, please take a second to like, subscribe, and write a review. This show is based around everything real life, real estate, and real tools for real change. So if you're ready to go ahead and have some real change in your life, get your pen and paper, and let's get real and raw. What is going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Real and Raw Show. I know it's been about a week or two, but as I told you guys, when you guys rejoin this podcast after my relaunch, I'm not going to put out an episode every single week. Just not going to do it unless I feel it, right? Also, with all the things going on, from the speaking engagements to our coaching company to our real estate company, we don't always have the most amount of time to go ahead and deliver a powerful piece of content for you guys in a podcast form. So because of that, I promised myself that I want to burn myself out and give you guys some half-assed content. So if you don't see an episode, it's because we got a lot of things happening in the businesses, or it's because, hey, I don't think that there's enough fire in this content that could transform somebody's life or somebody's business. So every episode that you hear is telling you that this is one that I put a lot of thought, a lot of feeling behind. And therefore, it's not just putting out an episode to put it out, but putting out to change your life and your business. So I was just in Vegas last week, and holy hell, it was hot. It was look, I live in Destin, Florida. It's been hot lately. It's been 90, feeling like 101. But in Vegas, it was 115, 116, and not felt like it was. It was hot, hot, hot. But I was there for a speaking engagement for a conversion day where we teach real estate agents how to convert higher. But we talk about the mindset, the skill set, the art and science behind sales, and then mix in some human psychology and human behavior behind it. And we had about, there's about 40 people dialing. So we do 7 hours of content straight training and then 1 hour of dialing. And we had 1 hour dialing with about 40 people dialing, 50 set appointments, $1 million in potential earned commission. Just had somebody text me the other day and said, hey, by the way, two of the appointments I set, we already put two offers in and they got accepted. So what we do works, obviously 11,000 agents, 33% conversion rate was there as well as every single month is. Our scripts work. If you want those scripts, DM me on Instagram, scripts. DM me the word scripts. Also, a little shout out really quick because this is obviously a podcast about, you know, the Real and Raw Show. So it's about real life, real events, real estate. But my wife, she actually is, when you hear this, it's going to be day one of her pre-order of her clothing brand. That clothing brand is called Beach Bum Boulevard. She is a mama on a mission. She created this project to bring the beach vibes, that beach feeling, that sunny sunshine, even on a dark day feeling, to your wardrobe, right? So we got kids tanks, kids t-shirts, women's crop tops, men's tanks, stickers, hats. So this first line has limited edition, which I say limited supplies and some limited edition stuff. So if you are somebody that loves that beach feel, right? Somebody that wants to go ahead and support this mom on a mission, you could look up Beach Bum Boulevard, BLVD23. On Instagram, go hit her up. Also, her website is now live for you to create some pre-orders. And once again, these pre-orders, they're important because we'll probably sell out of most sizes before we actually launch on August 1st. So the website is thebeachbumboulevard.com. So thebeachbum, B-L-B-D for boulevard.com. Thebeachbumboulevard.com. Go check it out. You need some hats for the kiddos, hats for you know, your nephews, your nieces, your friends, your clients, you know, your grandkids, or some swag, some shirts, some t-shirts, some tank tops for them. Go there, girls, boys, men's, women's. Go check it out. Also some cool stickers. But go support her if you guys can. That would help her out a lot and give her some love. So it's The Beach Bum, BLVD, which is boulevard.com. Follow her on Instagram. Beach Bum Boulevard 23. If you're like, dude, that's a lot, just DM me. You guys know my Instagram, at Real John Marone, and I'll send you the link. But if you got kids, I highly suggest you take a look at it. You got people in your life that Love that beachy feel, whether it's you or somebody else, go take a look at it. Or if you just want to support that mama on a mission, go check it out. Now back to your regular scheduled program. So when I was in Vegas, I got in on Tuesday and I've been wanting a tattoo, right? Been itching to get a tattoo. And in October, I think we're going to go finish my arm sleeve. If you're watching this on YouTube, if not, go check out the YouTube channel. So we're going to finish the arm sleeve. We're going to come down and get a mermaid, get a sea turtle, get a Shaka symbol with a wave that's crashing to resemble Through the Storm. More on that on a later date, but I'm going to probably do that in Jersey, the guy who did my half sleeve. But I was there and I was like, man, I really want to get something. And I had a lot of thoughts in my brain of what I wanted to get. And I got to start thinking about really when I look at something, what could drive me to take more action? What could drive me to treat myself better versus a tattoo that is, means nothing, or a tattoo that, means something but doesn't have that punch in the face. You see it, you want to take action, you want to make some change, you want to grow. And so this podcast is about my tattoo, but how it could help you and how it's going to help me. So let's talk about a seed that you put into the ground, because that's what my tattoo is. My tattoo is a seed that grew and started to sprout some beautiful leaves and has a flower that's not fully bloomed. Now I'll talk about what it means here in a second, but let's say you think about that seed. You put a seed into the ground. What do you need for it to grow? You put the seed in the ground, you need what? The right soil. Right, the right environment. You can't put a seed that only grows in Florida, with that type of sunshine in Wisconsin. It's not going to grow the correct way, right? So right soil, right environment. You got to water it correctly. You got to give it the right nutrients of that soil. You got to give it enough care and attention. And you got to give the attention to the right things. You got to change some little things here. Water a little less, water a little bit more, water a different time of day. Move some things out of the way so that it can grow properly. All those things, right? So you do that for this little seed. And that little seed starts to sprout. And you start to see the fruits of your labor, right? You as the farmer, and you also as the seed, right? You start seeing that sprout, and it gets exciting. Do you stop watering it? Do you stop giving it the right care? Do you stop putting the right attention into it? No. You continue to do that. And you continue to do that, and you watch this beautiful little seed become this beautiful flower. That when you look at it, you say, man, I did that. I helped that thing grow. I nurtured that thing. It started with this little baby seed, and now it's this beautiful flower, this beautiful tree, whatever it might be. Well, you listening right now are the same exact way. You're the seed. You're also the farmer, but you are the seed. Knowing that you are the seed, you need to make sure you're in the right environment, because without the right environment, you will not be able to grow properly. You might a little bit, but you're not going to get to your fullest potential. Okay, now you got the right environment. Now you're the seed. You also need the right soil, the right nutrients, right? So for you, that means, what are you feeding your brain? Listen to his podcast. That's great. What are you doing on a more consistent basis? Do you have coaching? If not, reach out to us, right? Or somebody else, right? What are you feeding your brain on a nightly basis? Are you watching drama TV? Are you watching things that are going to create negativity into your subconscious? Or are you watching things that are going to empower you? What are you feeding your body? Are you eating like crap? Are you eating tons of foods with dye in it? Are you eating a ton of processed foods? Are you not drinking enough water? Are you drinking too much alcohol? What are you feeding your body? Just like that seed, if you don't feed it the right stuff, you will not grow. If you fill your brain with the wrong things, if you fill your body with the wrong things, you won't grow to where you should grow. You're like, man, I just can't figure this out. Well, let's start with giving yourself the right nutrients in your brain and your body to give yourself the best opportunity to grow. Okay, so we got environment. Okay, we get that. We got nutrients, right? We get that. Now water, what does that mean? Right? How do I feed myself? Well, first off, drink enough water. That's step one. But what does water mean to you? Water is a main component to help this flower grow. So what are you doing to continue to fill your cup up? What are you doing to continually fill your cup up? Creating joy, right? Creating this happiness, creating this personal development implementation into intentional level, what are you doing? What are you doing to feed yourself the right things on a consistent basis to fill your cup up? Okay, so we got environment, we got soil, we got water. Now let's look at the right attention. Just like a seed that grows, there might be need a little bit of pruning, right, on this flower to make it grow more. Right, you got to prune this flower so it's a bloom completely. You got to maybe move some of these things that are in its way from its growth. What are you doing right now to truly do that to your life? What are you pruning away from your life? What I mean by that is, what are you cutting off that you should no longer have in your life? A person, a place, a thing? What do you need to prune in order to fully grow? Because everybody that's listening right now, there are things that you are holding on to. It's a relationship, right? It's a habit. It's a lifestyle thing that you have going on that no longer serves you. And you are blocking yourself to bloom into the beautiful flower that you're supposed to bloom into the person that you're supposed to grow into. So what attention are you giving yourself as far as, hey, where do I need to make some changes on a weekly basis? Or are you just hoping that with these things that are in your way, you could still grow because it won't happen? You have to have, write this down, an intentional attention on pruning. An intentional attention on pruning. You're not just going to go in and prune whatever. You're not just going and change whatever. You got to have an intentional, which means on a certain day a week, right, that you go in and you put attention on the things that need to change in your life. Man, I need to get rid of this so I can spend more time prospecting. Man, I need to just get rid of Netflix so I can go ahead and spend more time reading. Man, I need to get rid of this friend because it's draining me of my negativity. Or at least maybe not get rid of the friend, but get rid of the pattern. Get rid of their toxicity. What are you doing to create the correct attention on where you need the most pruning? Okay, so we got the environment, right? We got the soil, we got the water, right? And we got the attention and the care. Number five, just like that seed that's gonna grow, it's gonna bloom. But now you're a little bit different. That seed might bloom into a flower, and that's as big as it can get. But you, and the reason why I have my flower that's not fully bloomed, not fully developed, have a lot more room to grow no matter where you're at in your growth cycle. But John, I'm so much further today than I was a week ago, a year ago, a month ago, whatever. That's great. But this tattoo on my arm, which if you guys could see it here on YouTube, the flower's not fully bloomed. And because it's a constant reminder that I still need to grow on a daily basis. What am I doing to grow on a daily basis? It's a constant reminder that I've come so far from that little seed, but there's still so much room for growth. Even when I'm knocking out of the park, there's still so much room for growth. Where can I make a small change to make the big difference? Where can you make the small change in your life to make the big difference? This flower is not fully bloomed to represent, neither am I, neither are you. So when someone looks at my tattoo, I wanted to be a reminder to them that they were this little seed, that they started to grow, and now it's time to realize I got a lot more room to grow. So what do I need to do? Get into a better environment? Do I got to soil myself with better things in my life, right? Feed my body, feed my brain with different things? Do I need to prune certain things in my life, get rid of certain things, right? Cut off certain things to be able to have the opportunity to grow? And then am I getting in my way saying I know mostly everything? Is my ego stopping my growth? Is the ego stopping you to grow? And the last but not least, this thing on here, if you guys could see it once again on YouTube, has a lot of roots. And these roots are deep. It's just so bad right now, by the way. These roots are deep. And the reason for it is because these roots represent my past. They represent the things I've already done that have helped me as well. So with the good things in my life, there's also been some bad things in my life, as you guys all know. I can't forget about those things. Those things are what created the person I am today. And there's some great roots I've laid down as well. I can't forget about those things because those things are things to be grateful for. Without those roots, I can't grow. Without the roots, the flower won't grow properly. It's just going to fall over. So understanding the roots, the good and the bad, to understand that without those things, you may not be where you're at today. So the good and the bad roots are needed. Now, I said last but not least, but there's one more piece of this tattoo that's important. So as you can see on YouTube here, it is to my wrist. My wrist goes to my hand. Now, I thought about it. I'm like, where could I put this thing, right? I mean, I had thought, because I'm going to do my other half a sleeve of my leg. Should I put it there? Should I put it this? And then I realized, man, what I need to do is put it on my wrist to go to my hand. Because this tells me I'm in control on how much this thing grows. Hands are a symbolism of control. And I am in control of how much this thing grows. And you're in control and in charge of how much you grow. So just like this roots down to my hands so that I can know and I remember every time I look at it, man, you're in charge of your growth. What are you doing today? To take charge of that, to take control over it. It's the same for you. You may be jumping on my podcast every single week. You may be listening to it on YouTube. You may be on my Instagram where we're providing obviously free value on a consistent basis. You might be in our Facebook group for real estate agents. We're providing value on a consistent basis. That is great. You might be in our coaching. Love it. What are you doing with it all? What are you doing with the knowledge that you just heard today? What are you doing from our coaching calls? What are you doing from our VIP Facebook group? What are you doing with the things that we're delivering you? Are you listening to listen? Are you listening to make yourself feel good like you're growing? Because just listening doesn't mean you're growing. It's listening and then applying. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge is not power. It's what you do with that knowledge that creates the power. Right? Wisdom creates power. Wisdom comes from the action. Wisdom comes from going through it. So you're in control. So just like this flower, I need you to ask yourself and write it down, okay? Are you in the right environment for growth? If not, ask yourself, write it down, what do I need to do to get in that right environment? Number two, do you have the right soil? What I mean is ask yourself, write this down, am I feeding myself the right nutrients in my body and in my brain? Yes or no? Are you eating like crap or are you eating good? Are you drinking like crap or are you drinking good? Are you feeding your brain the right things or are you feeding your brain the wrong things? Write it down. Ask yourself. Number three, water. What are you doing to fill your cup up on the joy level, on the personal development level? Or are you continually giving everything you have to everyone else? You got to fill your cup up first. Ask yourself, am I filling my cup up enough? The next thing is, are you somebody that thinks that you've grown so much and you know mostly everything? If so, how can you stop yourself from saying, I know everything? Rather, you should say, I don't know what I don't know. There's a quote that I live by. If I'm the smartest person in the room, I need to run out of there. So if you feel like you're the smartest person in the room, and it's every room you walk into, that might not be a room problem. That might be a you problem. And then lastly, do you understand that you're in control and are you taking advantage of being in control? Are you taking advantage of being in control? Because if you're not taking advantage of being in control, what's the point of this whole thing? You're in control of so many different things. You're in control of changing your environment. John, but I can't up and leave. Yes, you can. You're deciding not to. Or you can at least distance yourself from those people or those places that don't benefit you anymore. Right? Are you taking control and providing your body and your brain the right things in order to grow and to develop at a high level as a human being? Are you somebody that is taking control over filling your cup up first? Are you allowing everybody else to drain you of your energy? Are you taking control of knowing in every situation there is something to be learned, no matter how much I know. That's my challenge for you guys today. You are the seed. And you are also the farmer. That's the greatest part. You is the key word. You have a great opportunity here. Go take advantage of it. Because there's going to be maybe a day where you aren't able to. So while you can, your ass better go do it. You're the flower that is sitting waiting to bloom. Bloom. Do those things we talked about today. Create the right environment. Put the right soil in. Go ahead and fill your cup up, right? Water, 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 water. Know that you don't know everything and continue to grow. Know that you are in control and make that flower bloom into the beautiful flower that you're put on this earth to become. I hope this hit home as much as this tattoo hits home for me. I am going to finish it more. There's going to be a lot more to it, but every time I look at it, it is a great symbolism, right? And it's a great chance for me to remember all those things we went over today. So I hope this podcast allows that to be your tattoo to remember those things. Before I jump off here, once again, guys, I appreciate your time today. And I would love for you to go support my wife and her new business, Beach Bum Boulevard. Beach Bum's one word. It's actually funny. In the state of Florida, you cannot have the word bum in your LLC. It has to be together. So just a little side note. Beach Bum Boulevard, it is kids' clothes, adult clothes. More stuff will be dropping, like a fall, so a Halloween special drop with some cool designs, a Christmas special drop with some cool designs. So be on the lookout for that. But first, please go support her. Follow her on Instagram. Go ahead and order something from her if you find something that you like, right? Once again, there's some really, really, really cool stuff there. And if you don't know how to go find her, it's the Beach Bum Boulevard, BLBD.com, or hit me up on IG and I'll be able to direct you to the right place. And as I said before when we started, if you want those scripts that we have, I will give you those scripts plus a sales training when you DM me the word script. Okay? The script plus a two-part mini-series sales training. So I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. I'm glad to have an episode back. It's been like 2 weeks or something like that. But as I promise you, I'm only going to bring you things that I feel are valuable and worth listening to and not do a podcast just to do a podcast. And I hope that you can understand and respect that aspect of it. And I hope that it serves you well. Go become the flower that you're supposed to be. Go become the tree that you're supposed to be, whatever it might be. But take care of the seed, which is you, today. Start now. Don't wait until tomorrow. And as always, stop waiting for the door of opportunity to open. Go kick that damn door down and take what is yours. See you guys next week.